Be'ezus Hashem, Gemara Nedarim, Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah on the top, new Mishnah, Shemeres Yobam, Bein Liyobam Echad, Bein Lishnei Yivamin, you have a matzav of a Shemeres Yobam, who bepashtes fell to Yibam, min ha'erisin, and say if there's only one Yobam, say if there's two Yivamin, there's a three-way Mechlekes Tanoim, Rabbi Lezer Omer Yofer, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, it depends, Le'echad, if there's only one Yobam, yes, then the Yobam could be made for Avaloy Lishnaim, if there are two potential Yobams, then not. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Loy Le'echer V'Loy L'Shnayim, B'chlal, there's no hafara by a Yobam in the Matzav of Zika. The Mishnah continues, Omer Rabbi Lezer, Ma'im Isha Shekhanul Hula Atzmeh Harehu Meifer Nidareha, Isha Shekhanul Min HaShemayim, and Eidin Sheyofer Nidareha, Kilo, there's a Kalvachoymer that by the Matzav of Zika, it's even more of a reason he should be able to be Meifer. To which Rabbi Kiva says back, Omer Rabbi Kiva, Loy Amamret B'Isha Shekhanul Hula Atzmeh, She'en Lacherim Barashus. The Omer B'Isha Shekhanul Min HaShemayim, She'en Lacherim Barashus. Omer Rabbi Shua, Kiva, Dvarecha, B'Shnei Yavamin, because there's an option of two Yobams. Of a matam eshav al yobam echad chotch be maskim to me that when there's one yobam the yobam could be made for. Amar loy Rabbi Kiva argues even on that and heyavama gemura li yobam kshem sheirusa gemura li isha. A lot of details and cryptic statements over here in the Mishnah from Rabbi Kiva, but we'll start the tchilas gemara which will open up the sugya. The gemara says what's the pshat in this three way machlekes tanoim? Again in the tzuras hadvarim the three way machlekes tanoim is that in a matzav of zika who's the one that's able to be made for? Rabbi Lezer says the Yobam can be made for, and it's irrelevant if there's one Yobam or two Yobams. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, when there's a unique, special, only one Yobam, then that one Yobam can be made for, but when there's two Yobams, not. And Rabbi Kiva says, B'chlal, lo lechad v'lo lishnayim b'chlal not. The Gemara explains, B'shlema Rabbi Kiva sover ein zika, Rabbi Yeshua sover yesh zika. El Rabbi Lezer, my timing, yesh zika, ein breira. That's the kash of the Gemara. So let's slowly open this up. Shitas Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara says, is that he holds Ein Zika. In the Sugi and Yevamis, many Mishanim learn that it's the same Sugi as the Sugi and Yevamis. In the Sugi and Yevamis, there's a big machlekes if Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. In the Gemara and Yevamis, what's Mavur, that the Yesoid HaInyan is that if you hold Yesh Zika, then there's an Isser Kroivais. The Yavam is Usser to the Kroivais of the Yevama. The Pashtas, it's Mavur in the Gemara and Yevamis, that that's an Isser de Rabbanon. Achoy Skukasai, Ein Skukasai. Isurei erva bezika. It's an issur de rabbanon, but the Gemara says it's totally in yesh zika ein zika. And here the Rishonim say that our doiraisa de kesugya of hafara is also totally in the same topic. That Rabbi Kiva holds ein zika. That would follow that Rabbi Kiva holds there's no issur krivus. The pella hagodol is the Karanaira asks it here, and many of the Achrayim and Yevamis handle it. How could there be a tliya between a topic of whether there's a rabbanon de issur krivus should affect whether there's a doiraisa de kedin of hafara? Oid chazoin on this kasha. But still, again, the etzem dvarim, the way many Rishonim learn, the sugi of yesh zika, ein zika, of our sugi, is the same sugi as the sugi in Yevamis. And oisoi machloikis, whether there are other nafkaminas there also, but in the shayrus advarim, that it's mavor there in Yevamis, that there's a machloikis of yesh zika or ein zika, the hainu is the isser krivis, Rabbi Kiva is going to be like the shita that holds ein zika, that there's no isser krivis, and Baba Mida, Rabbi Kiva holds ein zika, so the Yobam is not able to be mefer. Now, who is able to be mefer? So, if it was an almona min hanesuin, that there was already nesuin and she fell to Yibam from a matzav of nesuin, so for sure the father is out anyways. After nesuin, the father's not relevant. But if it was min ha'erisin, so is the father still a player over here? Naniach le Rabbi Kiva, the Yobam can't be mefer. Okay, so is no one mefer? Or maybe the Av could be mefer? The Ran clears this and has many details about this later on at the Fayin Hay. We'll speak out a little bit. But I wonder about Varn, there's raid in the Achorim to say that even like Rabbi Kiva agrees that the Av and the Yobam can be made for Biyachad, like a din of an Aramai Rasa. He only meant Ein Zika, that it's not Ein Zika, that they can be made for by itself. You know, whereas Rabbi Yeshua, separate, we'll see that maybe there's a tzad he could be made for the Yobam by himself. Rabbi Kiva's arguing the Yobam can't be made for by himself. But Beshutfis the Av, after Rabbi Kiva agrees that you could be made for. It's a Mechudish the Kipshat. Let's go the Pashup Shat that Rabbi Kiva Bechlal, the Yobam is not a player at all. Now, if that's true, okay, so could the Av be made for? So the Ran, later on, Adaf Ayin Hey, is Mechalik. He says, Nidorim that she made Ba'oida Pnuya, or Nidorim that she made Ba'oida Arusa while the Arus was alive, even if the Arus was Shama, Oysam Nidorim, that the father could be made for by himself. But Nidorim that she was neither Ke'es in the Matzav of Zika, no one is able to be made for. Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Zika, the Yobam is not able to help, the father is helpless without him, and therefore no one is able to be made for. That is Shitas Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Zika. Like many Rishonim, that means the same Ein Zika, that there's no Isser Krivus, and the Tliya, the same way there's no Isser Krivus, the Rabbanan, that's a Siba also, that there can't be Hafara, and not the Yobam, and not the father can be Mefer. Rabbi Yeshua holds Yesh Zika, and the Vada of the Gemara is before, Rabbi Yeshua holds only Yesh Zika when there's one Yobam. Let's assume weiter the same theme. Rabbi Yeshua would hold that there's an Isser Kroivus. Oh, but there's a big machlekes Rishonim. The Ran himself brings two deis. What does Rabbi Yeshua hold? One mahalach in the Ran is that Rabbi Yeshua holds Zikas Kiknusa. And I beside the Yobam can be made for Lechudei. Chach Nedarim that she made now in the Matzav of Zika after the Oris died, the Yobam can be made for himself. I would assume he can't be made for Nedarim that she made earlier during the Erisin, or more important, during as a Pnuya, because that's the din of Ein Habal made for Bekoitman. Although we said a chiddush from the Rishash that in made for Bekoitman you can be made for from the Erisin, only not as a Pnuya. Bisagraim will say that. But Al Kaponim again, Kipshutin, one shot in the Ran is that Rabbi Yeshua holds Zika Kiknusa, the Yobam can be made for Lechudei. Now, I'm taka curious, what about the Nedarim that are Koidman? Assuming that the Yobam can't be Mefer, could the Av be Mefer? Harei, I have it sad, even though that it was only Erisin, the original husband who died, only made Erisin, but maybe the Etzem Zika Kiknusa takes it out of the father's Rishus. But is that true? Let's say there was pending a Zika Kiknusa, but in the end, it didn't get to Yibam. If it got to Yibam, then for sure, Yibam is the Nesuin and it's over. But let's say it never got to Yibam. In the end, it was Chalitza, the Yobam died, Ichveis, all kind of other Inyanim. Is it Mahapichet that now there was never Zika Lamafreya? Or no? And she goes back to the father's house? Or no? The Zika Keknusa will say that she never goes back to the father's house. I'm a suppik about that. But the Ran brings another pshat, that Rabbi Yeshua never meant Zika Keknusa. He says it's a Das Yochid only in Yivomis that holds Zika Keknusa. It's not Mestaber, Rabbi Yeshua holds like that. Rather, at this Shlava, the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua holds the age Zika is Ka'arusa. Legabi, the din that is Isser Kroivus. Arusa also makes the Isser the Rabbanon of Kroivus. And when Rabbi Yeshua means that by one Yobam you can be made for, it means the Yobam can be made for together with the father. The Yobam can be made for together with the father. Farshteitzer, we're talking that it was Minha Erisin, that the original husband had only done Erisin. If the original husband had only done the Suin, already done the Suin, then it's over. The father can't help. And I would add, Bishlam, like the first shot of the Ran, that like Rabbi Yeshua, the Yobam can be made for Lechudei. Possibly the Yobam can be made for Lechudei, even if it's from an Almonim and a Suin. Because who cares if it's an Almonim and a Suin? But the Zika is Kiknusa, and he can do it. But if you learn that the Zika is only Karusa, and the Yobam is being made for together with the father, it better be that the original husband had only done Erisin. Now, let Rabbi Yeshua that it's Zika Kiknusa. Is it Zika Kiknusa also? I saw the Achrayim Kler, Lagabi Yerusha, Latamila. It's interesting, Yerusha and Latamila by definition means she died. If she died, it never got to Yibam, and then it was in this bar, it wasn't Zika Kiknusa. Ahara. Now, as mentioned, the big kash of the Karanoira and many Achrayim in Yevomis. Eich Yitochen. That Mitzad Echad, there's a big sugya in Yevomis, whether this Isser Kroivis by Zika, and Kimad. All the Rishonim, and the Emes that's come out of Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin in Yevamos, that the Isser Kroivus of Yesh Zika is only a Derabbanan Deke Isser. How could that Derabbanan Deke Isser be a mirror effect for whether you're able to be made for Nedarim, which is a Deraisa Deke topic? The raid is to say that Avad, the Etzem Shoyrish HaShayla of Yesh Zika or Ein Zika is a Deraisa Deke Shayla. And this Deraisa Deke Shayla is whether there's a level of Zika that has a Gevissa Ishus, a Gevissa Shaychus, that it's on a Deraisa Deke level. That Deraisa Deke level, Vais Toysa, was not enough to make Isser Kroivus. But it's enough that when the Rabbanon came and they made an Isser Kroivus based on that Doraisadika level. That Doraisadika level is enough like Abi Hafara and various other Doraisadika Nafkaminis that the Gemara speaks out. And it's not a Pella that it's totally one without the other. We'll have to see more about that though. The Gemara fears us though, so we polarized already the sugya. Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Zika. There's no Isser Kroivus. And Boisamida, there's no Hafara. Pashtas, even the Yobam with the father together can't be made for. Mitzat Sheni, Rabbi Yeshua Chach, when there's one Yobam, holds Yesh Zika. Either he holds Yesh Zika Kiknusa and the Yobam could be made for by himself, Chach on the Nunadarim, or it's Yobam could be made for together with the Av. Of a Frekti Gemara, Rabbi Lezer, my timer, what could be? Even if he holds Yesh Zika, but Ein Breira, there are two Yobams. Which one is going to be the one that ends up doing the Yibam that we could say already earlier at that stage he could be made for? Now the Rosh, and the Rosh, speak out Mefurish over here, Avad, even if they're both made for, meaning all three, both Yobams and the father, it's not going to help. Since it's not a Mevorah de Gazach of a Zika by two Yobams, it can't be made for. Although Rashi in Yevamos, and the Ritva also in Yevamos brings this, and the Ramban brings it, B'Shem Rav Boruch Bar Shmuel, Atzah, that maybe both Yobams together, when there are two Yobams, both Yobams together could be made for. A fascinating fact, when there are two Yobams, both Yobams together could be made for. You have to make a whole separate chesed. What if there's one Yobam, but the two Yevamos, and you don't know which one he's going to do Yibam with. But let's talk to Vayla with two Yobams. This is a fascinating concept that there would be a Shituf Pula, that both Yobams together would be made for B'das Rav Elezer, maybe even B'das Rav Yeshua as well. But Akapanam, the Gemara doesn't want to be saved with that. So the Gemara says, what does it mean that Rabbi Lezer allows the Yobam to be made for, even when there are two Yobams? Which Yobam exactly are you going to be allowed to be made for? To which the Gemara goes through two separate. We're going to see a whole sugya mahalchim. The first mahalch is based on Rav Ami. Rav Ami makes an ukimta that the case is that, yeah, there were two Yobams, but one of them did Mimer. And I was talking about that one that did Mimer. And you have to recap the whole sugya. Somehow Rabbi Kiva Weiss holds, Ein Zika, and even after the Mimer, it's still tight to Kafakapara, no one can be made for. Mitzad Sheni, Rabbi Yeshua holds chach by one yavam, that yavam can be made for, but two yavams, the mimer doesn't clean up the slate. But Rabbi Lezer holds that yesh zika and ad kedei kach, that if it was a mimer, I don't even know if he has to hold yesh zika, but akopara, because of the mimer mamish defines it that it's specifically that yavam and that yavam alone could be made for pashtas by himself. No, that the Gemara is going to clear on him a days, whether after mimer does Rabbi Lezer mean he's made for together with the av or by himself. The Gemara asks, though, that Rav Ami's pshat, the Das Rabbi Lezer, that it's based on mimer, is totally in the sugya of whether Beishami mamish holds mimer's kind of king gomer or not. And it's an issue, and we're going to see. So the Gemara finds a different option. How even though there's two yabams, but there's one who's exclusive. Not because he did maimar, but chachte with teveya, that he should be the one doing the yibam, and he was nitpa, and he agreed, and he's going to, and they were keveya zman, and now it was amr bedin, and there's a chi of mezoinis. Because of that zika, using Rav Pinchas, kid Rav Pinchas, that's another way of explaining why the yabam should be able to be made for. We have to again analyze. Does it mean by himself, together with the father? And this detail has to be discussed again.